Poor Melania. Another revelation of her husband's fake news philandering. More stories of her embarrassment. Slinking back to Trump Tower to avoid the questions from the press. Talk of divorce. Estrangement. Disgust. Give me a break. I'm betting she signed a contract with, along with all those other wedding vows, to keep quiet. Everyone else did. National Enquirer ponied up the money, killed the stories, and keeps churning out those headlines about Hillary a year after the election was supposedly won by their favorite son. Maybe you don't check out their covers in the checkout line, but trust me, they don't pick on Trump or the First Lady. This is what tabloid propaganda looks like. Forget about the lamestream media. Fox and the Enquirer have a copyright on that. And now the FBI has indicted those Russian trollers and hackers, with who knows how many Americans coming next. Fake news. Always fake news. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. I bet Melania can handle it. If anyone knows the dark heart of Donald, she and Stormy do. He's a serial womanizer. Hell, he admitted it. What more do you want? These new revelations? Let's just call it icing on the cake. The one the naked lady will burst out of. Good percentage of the base wishes they had his lifestyle, his money, his gold toilet, his women. The American dream, they think. Win the lottery, live like Donald. Be a TV star, be the president of the United States. No, save your tears for someone other than Melania. She bought the store hook, line, and sinker. They say she cried when her man won the election. Well, join the club, sweetheart.